It is a treat for an old broadcaster like myself to get a chance to speak with a champion. And I'm talking about the Abbotsford Canucks, who just won the Calder Cup, emblematic of winning the American Hockey League Championship. Their captain is former Saskatoon Blade, Chase Waters, who joins me on the phone from Abbotsford, where I guess it's been pretty crazy ever since you got back from Charlotte and winning the championship back on Monday. I don't know, Chase, what was more a slap in the face moment that this really happened? Was it actually getting the Calder Cup on the ice in Charlotte or coming home to all the fans in Abbotsford back on Wednesday?
Yeah, well, it's good to hear you, Les. The whole last 5 days are pretty crazy. The moment you walk into the room with the cup and then obviously coming home, like, our fan base here is amazing. We had a big event yesterday where I think there was 5,000 or 6,000 people in the rink waiting for us. So the whole experience has been amazing. We've been enjoying our time together. So it's been a really cool experience, and somehow I'll remember forever, and I think everyone else will.
It's hard work to get to this point, though. You had to win 24 playoff games in order to get there to the top of the mountain with the American Hockey League. Give me your take on just how difficult it was to finally come away and win 16 games.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's difficult. Every team, once the postseason starts, every team's doing everything they can to win, and that's not just at this level; it's every level. So, yeah, the games are always, you're always on the edge of your seat. You're always doing everything you can, but it's also the best time of the year. So, we have a special group here, and to be able to it all is pretty surreal.
Chase, how would you characterize that special group? What is it about the Abbotsford Canucks in 2024-25 that allowed them to be champions?
I think it was just every day we enjoyed showing up, even when, you know, throughout the hard days and just being together at the rink. We always enjoy each other's company, and so it was a lot of hard days at the rink, whether win streaks or losing streaks, that sometimes it's harder to show up. We always had fun. We always enjoyed each other. So,
I have a big Vancouver Canucks fan that works in our radio station here, who's thankful to you guys for having something to cheer about from a Canucks perspective. Finally, the big team in Vancouver unfortunately hasn't been able to quite reach the pinnacle that you guys got to. So, I mean, it's a big deal to a lot of people in the Lower Mainland to be able to have this type of success, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, the fan base that we have and the fan base that kind of follows us, like just the support from everyone in not only Abbotsford but the Lower Mainland into Vancouver, like it's been incredible. They showed up every night, and it was, you know, like I said, the run was amazing, and I guess it'd be really cool to raise that banner next year. So,
this was your fourth season in Abbotsford, captain, I believe, for the last three, if I'm not mistaken. It's just basically a continuation of that progression for you being a leader all throughout your life, in terms of hockey. Tell me about your 4 years in Abbotsford. How have you enjoyed it, and what's the prospects moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, the 4 years have been awesome. You never, you know, even when I moved to Saskatoon the first, you never know what it's going to be like. But same thing as Saskatoon, you know, you fall in love with the city and the people here that, you know, it's like a second home now. And, my 4 years have been amazing. We've been getting better as a group every year and kind of building a culture. So, it's been great. And then, yeah, moving forward, like I'm going to enjoy this feeling this summer. And then we're going to obviously get ready for next season and get ready to, you know, try to do it all over again.
Are you under contract already with Abbotsford for next season?
Yeah, I'm under contract for next season. So I'm excited to come back. So.
And you're happy with your lot then? I mean, you're doing pretty well. You've got things nicely going with your personal life. Do you wish that there may be an opportunity somewhere to get to the next level and get to the NHL?
Yeah, of course. I mean, everyone wants to get to the next level. It's obviously a goal of mine is to get there. And, you know, I think I believe in myself, believe in my ability that I can get there. So I'm going to keep doing everything I can here and hopefully someday, you know, get the call. So, yeah.
Have you changed as a player at all since your time in Saskatoon with the Blades?
That's a good question, honestly.
it requires some self-assessment.
It does. You know, I like to think I'm still the same player. Obviously, mm-hmm. you get better in kind of every area, but, you know, my game was always nothing too flashy, but it was, you know, it's always pretty steady, and I, you know, just like to keep being consistent, keep being a, you know, trustworthy player. So it's, I wouldn't say it's changed too much, but, you know, I've definitely grown as a player, so.
Do you still keep in touch with what's going on here with the Blades?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone on my team gives me a hard time saying I keep up too much, but no, I've been following ever since I've been gone there, and yeah, I'll always be cheering for the Blades. So,
who are your close teammates that you maybe are closest to with Abbotsford?
On my team this year, probably like John Stevens. He's an American guy. And then there's all the Western League guys, Jet Wu. You know, Tristan Nielsen, Christian Milan is a States guy. I lived with Alex Kanick-Leeper for 3 years, so before this past season, so I was obviously really close with him. And then, yeah, I mean, everyone on our team, we all get along pretty well, but those guys have been here for a while, and it's those be some of my closest buddies. So,
how about Cowboy Joe Arntzen from down Dinsmore way?
Yeah, that's a good one. We actually grew really tight over the past couple months here. It's pretty funny. I'm sure you guys have some memories of him in a Hurricanes jersey, but he's a, like you said, cowboy from Dinsmore. So he's an awesome guy, and he's a great friend.
So things are winding down now. It's time to come home and relax a little bit for the summer. Not a very long summer though, which is not a bad thing.
No, exactly. It's all worth it in the end. You know, it'll be nice to obviously get home and see some friends and family, and you know, recharge and get ready, you know, for a month, a couple or 5, 6 weeks, 7 weeks of training. And you know, like I said, right back to it next year. We're going to do everything we can to do it again next year.
That's outstanding, Chase. Thank you so much for the time. And wish you and all the best, and have a great summer. And maybe we'll catch up with you during the course of the summer if we get the opportunity.
Yeah, that sounds great, Les. Thank you.